Gaps is a heavy focus of mine. How do we close those gaps from all different ends? You know, whether we're talking about racial gaps, ethnic gaps, whether we're talking about low income versus high income gaps, if we're talking about gender gaps. I mean, we have to talk about higher education as adding value to the state without leaving anybody behind.
That's CPE President Aaron Thompson. He's been at the helm of the state organization for 2.5 years and has focused on transparent data and the need for policy changes it identifies. CPE Associate Vice President of Data Research and Advanced Analytics, David Mahan, says the data from the study comes from more than 200,000 Kentuckians and shows that the higher degree a person can obtain, the bigger their earning potential.
You know, there's so much discussion right now about the value of higher education and the cost and the affordability questions and debt levels and all of those things that really the research always tells a very clear story that folks are making an investment in higher education. And more times than not, it pays off, especially as we frame a research study like this that's over a lifetime earnings.
Digging into the data shows that given equal degree completion and equal number of jobs secured, women would make 98 cents to each dollar paid to male counterparts. But the overall data shows women with an associate or bachelor's degree earn only 73 cents for every dollar earned by male counterparts with matching credentials in the Commonwealth. Women with a master's degree earn 77 cents on the male dollar. Thompson says the bigger disparity begins with systemic problems in K-12 schools where females are encouraged to pursue fields that pay less.
What we should be doing in higher ed and K-12 is to not dissuade someone from going into a particular area, let's say a STEM area, because somehow traditionally more men have gone into that. Or that men shouldn't be persuaded not to go into teaching, elementary school teaching, because women have dominated that.
Thompson says while traditional female jobs like teachers and nurses should be paid more, at the post-secondary education level, students need to be shown that majors are not gender exclusive. Mahan says the CPE is focusing on policies that will make degrees from Kentucky colleges and universities have greater value in the workplace.
That capstone experience right before you graduate can be a completely transformative experience, not just to bring all the learning experiences that you've had over the course of your time, at that higher education institution, but also to help you prepare for the workforce, right? And really understand the skills that are going to be critical for you to take into the workforce to make you successful.
Thompson says a key component in promoting positive change is community partnerships.
All of these things should be done not purely from a standpoint of being motivated by money, but should be because we know that that integration as a whole increases the likelihood that you're going to have a vibrant community, period. Not just with work, but also with culture.
The report on gender-based pay inequality is the second of three parts. The first showed that higher levels of education attainment allow workers to acquire significantly greater financial rewards over the course of a career. The next brief will focus on earning disparities related to race and education. To view the full report, visit cpe.ky.gov. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.